everyone, welcome back to the Teen Debaters Beyond the Gavel podcast. And today we are back with another episode. And we are sad to say that today's episode will be the final of season one of the Teen Debaters Beyond the Gavel podcast. And we'll try to make it the best episode there ever was. And that's exactly what I told my guest over here, and she agreed with me. So hello, Navya. How you doing?
Hello, Nasser. I'm doing great. Honored to be here.
So welcome to our podcast. And we have been personally been in contact with you for a while now. And the same doesn't apply to our guests or our listeners, to be specific. So could you tell us more about you?
I'm Navya Singh. I belong to Panipat, Haryana. I have done my schooling from here only, Bal Vikas Progressive School, where I have participated in almost all the extracurricular activities, academic activities. I served as house prefect in grade 11, and in grade 12, I served as the head girl of my school. I headed and initiated my school's very first MUN as secretary general. Right now, I have passed my 12th grade. I mean, I have given my board exams. I'm just waiting for the results. I'm preparing for CVT for university admissions. And my interests, I have got a varied set of interests. I'm interested in defense policies and MUNs. I have participated in countless MUNs, won countless MUNs, and I have chaired an MUN. And about my innovations, I have recently won a gold medal in National Youth Innovators Challenge. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. And right now I'm just preparing for CVT. Yes, that's about me.
Great, Navya. You seem to be having a rich history with debates and MUNs and stuff. And considering that we are a debate-focused community that focuses on debate and MUN, public speaking, increases the how did you find out about us, the Teen Debaters, in the first place?
I actually came across a WhatsApp message about a workshop that is to be conducted by the Teen Debaters. I was very curious to join, and then I joined in. I guess it was June 2024. I learned about the purpose and what the team stands for. And I think that really collided with my interests. And that's how I joined the Teen Debater.
Exactly. So you have participated with some of our events, actually, and you have maybe earned any certificates from our board or?
I'm sorry.
Have you certificates from us or something like that? Back in the day, or
I'm sorry, Nasser, your voice is a bit breaking.
I'm asking, have you earned any specific certificates from our events or?
I actually participated in the Teen Debater MUN that was there. Yeah. There, I participated, and I guess I won special mention there. I was in UNGA committee.
Great, so you are one of us after all. So I'm looking at your resume, and I see that you are into so many things, including the things you have just mentioned when you introduced yourself. What is the field that you would consider yourself specifically in?
As you mentioned, I guess I'm not in a specific field, but the most where I feel the home is defense studies and MUNs. That's where I feel home the most.
That's what most of us go through right now. I'm currently in the stage where I have to pick my major, and it's a complete mess because I'm into so things. I have so many experiences and many different things, yet I can't choose. After all, it's hard. And you also seem to be having many achievements in debates and MUNs, the history. So would like to know about your story. How did you begin in the first place? Who taught you this?
So I one day got a message from my teacher that Navya, there is an MUN happening. At that time, I was not aware that what MUNs are. Honestly, I didn't even know what the full form was of MUN. It was my mid-11th, 2023.
Yeah.
So I was very curious that I want to go there. So 6 students from a school were selected. And I went there. Of course, I did not win my first MUN. But I learned a lot. I met good people there. And now MUN's debates is all in my world, I guess. So that's where I begin my MUN journey. I actually was a very shy student. In grade 9th and 10th, I had stage fear. I could not even stand up and ask a question in class. But MUNs, I give all the credits, all the changes in my life, good changes in my life, the credit to MUN. So I think that's what MUNs have done to me. And about my achievements in MUNs debates, I have done almost like 15 plus MUNs. I have won countless. I have chaired MUNs. I have been the secretary general and led the first MUN from scratch to BBPS MUN first edition in our school. I have represented my school in countless debates. So that's about my MUN slash debates journey.
This right here is almost the same story that I've heard with almost everyone that I know in debating field. They always were afraid of standing in stages.
Yeah.
But I guess eventually you become what you hate. And that story includes me as well, because I used to hate those people who stand in stages. But I've told people this story a million times in my old episodes.
Exactly the same.
I'm starting to even wonder, is anyone who's good in public speaking actually becomes good in debates from when they were kids? I don't think that's even possible.
I think the case was different in my case. Like, I first became good in debating and MUNing. That's when I became good in public speaking. So this went the other way in my case. But I think if you're good at public speaking, you can like put your opinion more loudly in MUNs and debates.
Some people are just into reading out of papers and raising their voices without actually saying anything.
I'm sorry, beg your pardon.
Some people are just more of like paper readers, and they just stand there, read out of a paper, and say.
Exactly, that's pointless. Like, what's the point of even debating there? Just go to an assembly and say your speech. If you're in an MUN debate, put out your opinions, what your opinions are truly, right?
So you have to be. So you agree that you have to be a free thinker to be able to, or like a free speaker to finally
I
be
think
able to
you
achieve
should be
something.
a structured thinker. Rather than being a free thinker, like not saying whatever comes to your mind, saying what you truly feel and in a structured manner. That's what matters, according to me.
Okay, Navi, you said you started in 2023 and that was your first experience and you told us about it. Now we're in the year 2025, 2 years ahead. How did you continue to develop the skill? What did you do exactly to develop the skill over the
Actually, I didn't. It's truly said that skills are not something you're born with, but it's something you get with time. So I want to say I initially did not win every MUN I participated in, or I did not win every debate I participated in. But from those debates and MUNs which I did not win, the skills, the mindset I got there from there, the learnings I got from there eventually helped me a lot winning later. So I think skills is something you just learn with experience. Yeah, like slowly, gradually. It's not something you're just waking up one day and wow, I'm born with skills. It's something you develop gradually.
And when I speak about myself, I say that debating and MUN has opened many doors for me. It was that one door at first, and then he has opened many doors for me in the, like when I continued to grow. Could you say the same about yourself?
Yeah, 100% I can say the same about myself.
Where did you find those opportunities? In something that has nothing to do with debating, but debating has opened the door for you.
I think it is one thing that I do not have a stage fear right now. And the contacts I have made in my MUNing journey and debating journey, they are helping me right now. They have like helped me to develop into a better person. And now I think I can stretch my knowledge to a wider base. And I can like debate with many people and know and think from different perspective, a perspective much larger than my own.
Exactly. So maybe, I don't know if you had a similar experience, but to me, when I was before debating and stuff, I was also into some stuff that had to do with innovation and projects and stuff. But when I got into debating, I got to meet some specific people in good positions that helped me connect the two bridges or the two worlds. Debating
Yeah.
and debating abroad are two different worlds. I think you had the same experience when I look at your resume.
Exactly. Exactly.
How are you able to live both lives, if I could say?
Actually, I think living this life is a bit difficult than I lived before that. Before I just had one focus, that was academics. I'm just focusing on it and getting everything in it. But debating, it has opened many doors, but it's also a bit hectic that you have to focus on like sailing in two boats at the same time. It's a bit difficult, but if you like prioritize what matters to the most at the time and give your 100% attention to what you're doing right now, I think that's what helped me a lot. Right now, like if I, sorry, I interrupted you.
I think passion also has to do with this.
What?
I think passion also has to do with this. Like having the passion for something helps you continue in it no matter
Yeah,
what.
exactly, exactly. Like 100% focus on one thing right now, it helps you in every field, no matter you're in debating or some other field.
And which one do you consider is more important for your future as a person? Is it the public speaking world or is it the other world? I know these questions.
That's a difficult choice.
You
I
don't have.
think the public speaking world is very important to me too. It has also shaped who I am today and the immuning world. So I give the credit to both. Like,
Exactly.
no biases.
Oh, you have many projects and you worked on many competitions. You won many medals, I can tell. Could you tell us about some of those projects that you worked on?
My current projects are what like keeps me thriving. Like I'm working on a, if you look at it, I'm working on a mix of ideas. It's not just like in one field. I am working for projects for army personnel. I'm writing a novel on psychological disorders. So I think the diversity in this field has helped me a lot. Like the diversity of interests have helped me a lot on it. And from MUNs, I'm getting a few ideas too. Like if I'm working on an MUN, like I'm working on something related to, so, for say, I'm working on something related to agriculture. So that gives me an idea that I could like implement the solutions discussed and found in MUNs to real life changes. So that's how MUNs have helped me in my innovation journey, ideal journey as well. And despite of being a humanities student, I have a keen interest in physics too. So I think the mix of ideas and collaboration between MUNs and real world, that has helped me. And that's what the inspiration of my current project is.
That's actually very interesting because I also have something very similar. I have recently, like a few, maybe 2 months ago, worked on a project. Been working on it for like 6 months or more. It's a research that has to do with agriculture and stuff. And I was able to put my public speaking skills to use. Yes, my research was not the best in the room, but my public speaking skills helped me present the best presentation out there. So I was able to kind of connect both and use my other skills from another field in something. Maybe you could tell me a little about your agriculture project because we'd like to our listeners not only only focus on this skill of public speaking and debating and stuff. I'm pretty sure many people has the potential to explore different fields, innovation and inventing something or another, joining these competitions. These competitions are almost everywhere. No matter where you go, there's always a competition that has to do with innovation and coming up with ideas and stuff. And of our students definitely have that skill. Could you tell us about your experience, maybe with any project that you could name? Maybe the first experience as well.
Project that is very close to my heart is not maybe my agricultural one. It is the one I have with the defense personnel because my grandfather was in army. So to army personnel, I have that personal bias a bit. So about my army personnel, I'm working on thermal locking technology currently. It is being used today, but the potential it has, it's not being used even like 2.5% of that. So I believe that my I cannot like express right now because I'm not having my whole presentation here, but I will someday present to the team debaters. I would love to collaborate and like have a bigger stage for that idea. But that's army personnel one idea is the one that is most close to my heart.
Of course,
And
we'll offer
you have,
that. Of
sorry.
course, we'll offer that opportunity to you one day. And do you consider this opportunity as something maybe you could use advantage of, especially that you have started early? Some people start only after finishing school. You
I
know?
think, of course, the team debaters and many other platforms like team debaters have given us, like in my hometown, we have do not have like any such big community. I do not come from a big town in India. I come from a very small town. So I think the opportunity, the platform like you people are providing, it's very crucial for us and the need of the hour too. I believe that team debater is one of the biggest community of the teenagers right now. And I believe that it would extend and even to villages, people are having access to the teen debaters. And that's what I believe.
Exactly. Now, maybe what is your most important achievement so far at this age? Maybe I think you're 17 years old now. In these 17 years old, what is the most important achievement that you are mostly proud of?
The most important achievement beyond the projects and awards, I think it would be the lessons I have learned along. I mean, you can, it's a mindset that you cannot win every time. That's not possible. Like, someone is always going to be smarter than you. someone is always going to be more intelligent than you, but the unique skill set you brought. I mean, if you lose one time and the lessons you learned that at that time, it's what that focus that helps you focus on another one. So I think the most important achievement for me is learning about that key that you cannot win every time. Yeah, that would be my biggest achievement that I have learned.
Very interesting. We have spoken about this in the episode number 3, actually, with Miss Jaishna. We have spoken about how difficulties can help shape your character and how overcoming these barriers can actually help you become a better person. So when you look at somebody and be like, "I wish I was like them," you don't just become like them. You need to. Their whole life has finally like shaped them to become
Yeah,
who.
exactly.
And the same applies on you. The same applies on me. The same applies on all these people out there. So you can't just simply say something. You need to start now. And if you really want to get somewhere, you need to start now. Start now by shaping your character, shaping your habits, the people you know, the people you're living around, your environment as well. All those things matter, definitely.
One thing I want to tell the viewers is that never compare your level 3 with others' level 30. You never know how much they have worked hard to reach there. And you just say that they are just lucky. They just got the opportunity. They grabbed the opportunity and worked on it. So I believe that working on yourself is what matters rather than saying that the grass is greener on the other side. Yeah.
Exactly. So Navya, you have been a part of many organizations, many programs. I can tell non-profit organizations, non-governmental organizations. So I can tell that you have done some non-profit work as well. How would you describe your experience and what have you gained from that? As considering that we are a non-profit organization as well, and our volunteers, they do this out of passion. They don't do this as a job or they're getting something in return, but they do this out of passion.
I agree to that, that we all do it out of passion. We are not having any personal motive behind it. And the act of service is the biggest act, truly said. So I believe that when you work with for an NGO or a student-led organization, you are able to collaborate with people who are like-minded. Like we all are in the viewers, you, me, everyone here in the team debaters. Are from the same age group. We truly understand each other and we can build on each other's ideas, collaborate, and become together the better versions of ourselves. That's how NGO have played a role in my life. Yeah.
Exactly. Many career counselors out there on social media always advise students at these stages that were in 9th grade, 10th grade, and up to always consider internships and joining these nonprofit organizations. So they think it's very important. So how would you see yourself if you wasn't a part of these internships and programs? Would you be in the same position that you are in right now? Would you be able to build the same profile?
No, not at all, not even close. I think my profile, my resume, and where I stand in life, it's all a collaboration of these NGOs, these MUNs, and everything. Without that, I don't think my profile would be even close to what it is today. It is with the people I've met along the way, I've collaborated, and the who have like pushed me behind, like pushed me way further than I can ever imagine. Like in grade 12, in grade 7th or 8th, I never thought I would be a public speaker. I never thought I would be secretary general of the first edition of my school MUN. I never thought I could be the head girl of that's like a distant, distant dream for me. Not even a dream. That's just, you know, something I cannot imagine. So I think it's the collaboration of all these things that have pushed me to where I am today.
That is something you cannot imagine, but the reality says otherwise because some people are currently in the position where they have nothing. They haven't started yet. So what would you advise somebody who's already finishing school this year and haven't started yet?
So, all right, that's something I would say that never stop trying. Like, if you see an opportunity, go talk to that person, go grab that opportunity. I personally tell you that people my age, like, what I have tried and failed, most the number of times I have failed in my projects, in my MUNs, in my debates, and everything is not even close to the times my age people have tried. So I just want to say, like, try, try, try. That's it. If you don't succeed, if you don't see that I could ever succeed in this field, just try it for once. That's what I want to say to someone younger.
And
Please.
having a positive mindset is also crucial for that. Because somebody who's always thinking negatively cannot reach anywhere, cannot even find the opportunity to even try getting somewhere. That's what we think, and that's what reality says. So you need to try, but also have the right mindset to keep doing that. Now that
Exactly.
you have a really busy life, and I can tell you're doing a lot of things at a lot of times, how do you manage your time?
I actually said it further, that focus 100% on what you are doing right now. Like, don't focus on anything else. For example, if I have an MUN coming up, I would focus 100% on it. And like, I'm not saying that leave your studies and everything, but give your 100% to one thing you're doing right now. If you're studying right now, just give your 100% to it. I personally do not have a managed timetable that from 6 to 7, I'll do this. From 7 to 8, I'll do this. Just focus 100%. And that's all I do and advise what to do.
Great. Navya, have you had any experience with research writing or writing researches, maybe papers?
I have not like any experience in writing papers, but I have written lots of position papers, lots of research papers, lots of analysis papers for MUNs only.
For MUNs.
For MUNs, yeah, right now that's my only experience, but it's good.
But you know that if you're into the innovation sector and you're looking forward to publish something in the future, we have to research, you have to write papers and stuff. I personally have experience with writing research papers and stuff and all of that for innovators and for innovations. And those things consist of different bars, different. It's a lot of like you need to invest a lot of time into researching about something until you find out about the truth. For example, I had 4 months. 2 months I spent only researching and writing down notes, and the other 2 months I spent writing the paper, fixing the paragraphs and stuff. The same as you say, let's talk about your experience. You said you were writing researches and stuff for MUNs. What is the process of you researching an MUN once you receive the topic, for example, or the date? What is the first step you do?
First step is that I do, like, one of my tutors only told me this, like, take a plain paper, write your agenda or your topic in the middle, and think of it from like 5 to 6 perspectives. For example, the topic is child labor. Think about child labor from 5 to 6 perspectives. Write what you can think of right now and search on individual topics, like individual subtopics. Like, for example, we have child labor, so effects of child labor, etc., etc. Search individually, read about it, read articles, read news articles. Don't rely on only the big news channels. Read articles from individual publishers, from journalists, individual journalists who work independently. Read on it about LinkedIn or many other social media profiles. I think that's the first step I do. Then I build up my perspective with, first of all, I will gain enough knowledge, like all the knowledge there is to gain about it. Then I will put my mind and segregate that knowledge to write my paper. That's what I do.
That's for MUNs. And what about the debates? I imagine that you maybe have had any experiences debating in teams, for example.
I have an experience. I actually won the best speaker, like in the debates. I have not as much experience in debates as I have in MUNs, but for debates, I think this, like it's the, your opponent is speaking and you put up an argument against it. It's not like MUNs that you are giving your own perspective. In debates, it's really crucial that you start with their own perspective. So in debates, you have to think from two perspectives, that what you are thinking and what your opponent might be thinking, and you should think about that, how can I contradict them or how can I even outshine their argument. So you have to, in debates, you have to think from both perspectives. So, but I think like debates are a bit easier from MUNs because you just have to focus on two sides and not the side from every nation to tackle them. That's what
focus
I think.
But some people have this idea that they only have to focus on the motion they are standing for or the ones they are fighting for. But that's an advice of my students, is that you should focus on two perspectives. Even if you're standing you have to research the other side so that you can see the argument before it even arrives. That's a good advice.
I agree to that.
Besides that, some people after like they only see this as like they just do this for like to build their profiles, and once they finally reach their goals, once they finally get admitted to the university they have always dreamed about, they abandon that stuff. What do you think?
That's like a never-ending journey, like MUN's degrees and everything that I am right now, I'm doing right now. I think that's a never-ending journey. Like even if I'll be 50 or something, I would still consider doing MUNs because it's something that you don't do for universities. It's something you do for yourself to gain knowledge. Like the knowledge I have gained in MUNs, it has been useful in many fields in my life. So that's a bad perspective of thinking about MUNs and debating from such a small level. So I believe it's a never-ending journey.
And how would you rate yours all the support you receive from the ones around you? You of course have a circle of people around you. How do you rate that support that you receive from them?
I just like maybe 1,000. Like they're the only ones pushing me forward. And my biggest support is my family and my friends. If like I'll tell you, when I had my first MUN, my mother had messaging me that it's all right, we believe in you, and you are the best. And my friends have bombarded my phone with the you can do it, it's all right, don't panic, and everything. I think the kind of support the people around you have is much more important than the support you have for yourself. I think it's more important than that the people around you are good and supporting. So
Exactly,
that's
but
the advice.
yeah,
Surround yourself with positive people.
exactly. Unfortunately, some people don't get to face that same or don't get to live that same reality, and they often like face many obstacles, as I say. But sometimes just being independent and going or focusing on your goals can really help you with that. So maybe you could give an advice to our students, those who don't really or don't know.
It's all right. If you don't have a support, be your own support. Ask ChatGPT that give me a paragraph supporting myself. That would be your support too.
He's my best friend nowadays.
Yeah, mine too. And if you cannot get support from your friends, I think you should leave them. You should either have supportive friends or do not have friends at all. That's what I believe.
So
Like
friendship is a crucial part in building someone's maybe not profile specifically, but building your character or shaping your who you are in the first place, I think.
Yeah. It, an influencer said that you are the sum of five people you spend your most time with. And I truly believe that.
That's actually a very good one because I'm starting to think about it. Like those people that I'm spending most of the time with, do I really want to become them? And
Exactly. You have to think about it because who you are giving your energy to, who are you interacting with on a daily basis? It's what shapes you. Because we always befriend people who are like us. So if you're befriending people like who are negative, so it's maybe on your character that you should not. That's an advice from me that you should always stay with people who supports you, who believes in you more than you believe in yourself. And if you think your friends are toxic, please unfriend them and follow them as soon as possible because you are.
that's a very harsh advice, but I guess people have to face the reality. And thank you very much, Navia. This was a very interesting conversation. Now, would you give one last advice to somebody who's in this position, or maybe somebody who's currently starting their journey with debating and MUN and public speaking? What is the advice, one advice that you would give to them to help them skyrocket in their skills?
To skyrocket their skills, just never stop trying. Never do an MUN or a debate just for winning. Because winning is a small word. I'll tell you once, one chair told me one thing, that all the like trophies are for the cupboard, not your mind. And you have to like, do things just for learning, not for maybe gaining the trophies, gaining awards and everything, because one day awards, trophies, everything would be in a cupboard. But what's in your mind, what knowledge you gain, what personality you build, the kind of people you interact with in the process, that truly matters. So just do things for learning and making yourself the best, not just winning trophies or anything else. Yeah, that's my advice.
That's very good advice. And my advice personally was that if you're not into debating, if you try it multiple times and you see that you're just not for it, it's okay to leave it and go into a different field. Like
Exactly.
sometimes you would think that sometimes when you're living in a specific environment or in this circle where you think that you are the best, you always got this idea. And I think the same applies on all of us when we were kids. We used to think that we were like the best in the class and stuff. But as soon as we tried to leave our environment, we had to see that there are some people on the same level of language, intelligence, skills as us. So that's something some people don't really accept. And some people just, like, you know, they find the competition hard. Therefore, they leave the field, no matter what the field is. So it's completely okay to leave something for something else. Like, if you find yourself not into this, you definitely have another skill. You're definitely destined for something else. You
exactly.
always need
you
to
cannot,
find out what you're destined for.
You cannot judge a monkey like you're like a fish from its ability to climb a tree. That's truly said. And there was a book I was reading. I think it was Atomic Habits. If you are in a room where you think you are the most intelligent one, you are in the wrong room. Like, you cannot be the most intelligent one because people are there who are more intelligent than you. There are people who you can learn a lot from right now, too, even if you are the best in your field. That's what I truly
I think that intelligence can't just be measured like that, because I'm intelligent in a specific something, but I'm not intelligent in physics, for example. I'm good at speaking, I'm good at reading, I'm good at all those things that have to do with language and literature and all those things, but I don't know stuff about physics. And maybe if you find yourself not good at nothing, that means that you haven't found out what you're good for yet.
Exactly. I agree.
You need to keep searching.
Exactly. I agree to that 100%.
And also, you need to learn from your elders. For example, as you said, you learned from your former army man, Grandpa, and now you're having like an innovation that has to do with army weapons or whatever. So you need to take inspiration from all that and put it to use, and I think it'll be fine. Overall, thank you very much, Navia. This was a very interesting conversation. We were glad to have this conversation with you. And by that, we could say that our season one of the Teen Developers Beyond the Gable podcast has come to an end. You can wait us for another season. New ideas, news, new topics, new styles, all of that. We're brainstorming it now, and we'll be there maybe after 1 week or less. Thank you very much, and all the best to you, Navia.
Thank you so much.
All the best to you.